You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to the Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we're already in October, and as nights grow longer and darker, and we enter this often busy period leading up to the holidays, we might feel like there's a pressure on us to make the most of this pre-Christmas time. Well, is this really conducive to our well-being? And could we take a leaf out of nature's book and approach the winding down of the year with calm and rest instead? Well, joining us for another off-the-mat chat is Dawn Blizzard from Pathway Yoga. It is lovely having you on the show again, Dawn.
Thank you for having me back.
Now, we're in this really interesting period. Many of us already thinking about, you know, that perfect holiday gift for a loved one, for a friend, perfect winter activities, maybe even planning catch-ups, family events, you know, busy period. But do you think we're putting a bit too much pressure on us to really fill these last few months of the year with as much possible as we can?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like every year that the shops start having all their Christmas stuff and sweets and everything else already sort of stacking the shelves. It doesn't feel like we have time to start to prepare ourselves to go from one season to the other. It just seems to get quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker, rather than taking a pause and, you know, allowing ourselves time to gradually enter into these different seasons.
And that's the thing as well. When I've recently started, or this year is the first year I've been reading a seasonal almanac, which is, I guess, a book that contains information for the year. So it's like the calendar, astronomy, the sun and moon phases, tides, nature, often stuff relating to gardening, weather and seasons and how seasons change. And it's really interesting reading it because I think it makes you more aware, especially as you come out of the summer months, you go into the so-called bear months, the September, October, you really notice how much, I guess, nature around you is winding down. It's trying to preserve. Things are going back to the roots. Energy, I think in yoga, you often talk about energy drawing down into the roots and hibernating for the season. But it seems as humans, now that we're in this world where we have artificial light, where we can continue doing things after sundown, we seem to think that we need to still make the most of the time of the day.
I say it quite often, you know, I look to the trees and, you know, I've said to you before, you know, the leaves fall and then they come back again. And but also it's like chickens as well, you know, when it gets darker, they stop laying eggs. It's the way that they can't watch around to see if there's any predators as much. So they start to slow down of the laying of the eggs. So there's so much in nature that tells us to just take that rest if we need to. Butterflies stop flying when there's a storm or heavy rain to protect their wings. So there's all these things that you can look to and learn from, and we have to pause just to take stock and say, it's colder, maybe that might affect your arthritis more in the winter when it's colder. So you might not want to go out in the evenings when it's slightly damp. You know, you might want to take a walk during the day more when it's lighter. If you've got an eye condition like me, you don't go out in the evening as much. So you really need to stop, pause, reflect and see how things can work for you. And there's so many things in nature that just says sometimes we just need to pause, reflect and recharge our energy.
Yeah, because we've just came out of a period of summer where, you know, we are surrounded by light, days are really long, we have the energy, but then as you have less sunlight, you might struggle with waking up in the morning. It can affect your circadian rhythm, and now you're suddenly feeling like you still should be just going to reach those goals that you set for yourself at the beginning of the year, rather than thinking, as you said, should I actually take this time to reflect and maybe adjust my goals, maybe start to just slowly wind down towards the end of the year, rather than feel like I need to run through the finish line of the sprint, basically.
And also, different seasons affect different people. So you can't always compare. We've said this before, you can't always compare to your friend that's still getting up and doing their morning run just because, that might not suit your pattern. So we do have to look at the way that that affects us. I've never been affected too badly with seasons, as in feeling tired, but the light and the dark affects my eyes. So I don't do so well in the winter, obviously going out for walks and stuff like that past 2 o'clock. It's too dark for me. So in that sense, I like to still get out in nature, but it might have to be more at lunchtime. So my routine has to change to suit what works for me.
And I'll be curious, as someone who, yoga is a way of life for you. Do you adjust your yoga routine or how you approach your yoga routine in winter? Is it different compared to when you practice yoga in the summer, for example?
Yeah, in the summer, I really like to do my yoga outside, and I get outside as much as I possibly can. And in the mornings, I would have my stretch outside. Now it's obviously darker, and I get up at the same time. So it does change that it's much more about reflection. I think in the winter, I go much more inward. So it's more meditation, more breath work. So I'm kind of really going in. And in the summer, it's much more of a physical practice.
I guess you're maybe mirroring the energy levels that your body is maybe responding to, and I think it makes sense because I mean you might be reaching a point where you're starting to get burned out. You might have done many things in the summer and you feel like you want to keep the momentum going, but maybe you don't need to. Maybe it is okay to, let some say no to some things and say no to some activities, take some time to for yourself to actually rest and restore.
Yeah, I mean, a morning class is always more energized, and an evening class is always about winding down. So if you think that now that it's darker, and it's much more about winding down, that reflects on how you're feeling. Morning classes are always more lively, upbeat, getting the energy moving. And then evening classes, you don't want somebody to go home all hyped up when they're ready to go bed. So it's all about winding down and storing that energy. But you even think about food in the winter. You want that kind of warmer, cuddly food, don't you? That's how you feel. So I think it's all about preparing, listening, and really just connecting to you, and not comparing yourself to what other people are doing. Even in the winter, I'm still the strange yoga person walking around with sunglasses on still, because it works for me. It's what I need to do for my eyes, but I can't look around and think, well, nobody else in my area is wearing sunglasses. What we start to do at this time of the year, we can even start to put pressure on ourselves about the kind of gifts that we start to worry about, financial situation with Christmas and things like that. But we must kind of say to ourselves that if we give somebody a gift, as long as it comes from our heart, it doesn't have to worry about a price tag.
And I guess it's so easy to just think of holidays as, this very big commercial thing. But in reality, especially in winter, when you can feel a bit lonely if you are perhaps having to stay home longer in the evenings and you're not able to socialize as much with people, actually making connections and doing just even meeting up with someone for a coffee or for that, as you said, like a little lunchtime walk, like those are the little meaningful things you can do to tell other people that you care about them and you love them and you value your time with them.
There's a beautiful quote in the Bhagavad Gita, and it says, "He who offers me a leaf or flower or fruit or sip of water, if it's offered with devotion, I shall accept it." That's so beautiful, this kind of offering, you know.
It is such a wonderful quote, Dawn. And I guess what would be your biggest piece of advice to keep that perfectionist go-getter in check and really take our time and these last few months to reflect and nourish ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and our relationships?
Sit down and reflect what is working for you and let go of what's not working for you, not nobody else. I'm not saying meditate, I'm not saying anything like that. You could go up, lay in your bed, put a cover over you and just reflect. So you could even do it with three things. What should I keep? What should I let go of? And what should I bring into my life? So you're really taking stock of what's working for you, what's not working for you, and what you could add in for you.
Well, Don, as always, it's been fantastic having this conversation with you. And if we wanted to keep up with what you're doing, where can we follow you?
Dawn Blessard, Pathway Yoga on all platforms.
Well, Don, as always, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your wisdom and chatting a little bit about yoga as well.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.